Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Rashita Durant, staff member at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, we journey back to December 13, 1911, when a modest afternoon ceremony quietly signaled a major shift in how Barbados cared for its most vulnerable children. It was the opening of the children's ward at the St. Michael Almshouse. The idea for a dedicated ward had begun with a simple act of generosity. 3 years earlier, respected Barbadian Charles Cave Lewis left a gift of £100 to benefit the almshouse. When T.E. King became church warden, he proposed that the funds be used to separate the children from the adults, giving them a safer, more suitable environment. The vestry agreed, added the additional funds, and placed Mr. King in charge of construction. What emerged was thoughtful improvement in the parish approach to social welfare. At the opening of the ward, His Excellency Sir Leslie Probyn praised the vestry's foresight. Housing children among ailing adults, he said, exposed them daily to scenes too distressing for their young years. He added that childhood is the age of joy, and this new ward gave these boys and girls a better chance at beginning life with dignity and hope. The governor also commended the almshouse as a model institution, both well built and compassionately managed. Today, this quiet moment from 1911 reminds us that progress in social care often begins with small acts. A financial donation, a gift, one proposal, or one community choosing to do better. Together, they help shape a Barbados where even the nation's most vulnerable children were not just housed, but seen, protected, and given a safe space to grow.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.